that draws the human mind toward the unknown. What madness makes them look upon the things that will ultimately destroy them? Such is the topic of today's story. If you knew that to merely look upon something was enough to cause your own demise, would curiosity win out? Or would you run away from assured oblivion? Today's story is called Deadly Visions.
Begin another exciting adventure of Ray Blackwood, Paranormal Investigator. I'd like to ask all you people in Radioland a question. Do you sometimes feel sad or depressed? Overcome with emotions? Have people begun to notice? Chemco Pharmaceuticals have developed a new and amazing medicine that may be just right for you. Somnicare has been tested on numerous sad and depressed persons, and 9 out of 10 of them agree that, after taking a single dose, they feel much more pleasant and aligned with those around them. Just one fluid ounce of this amazing product, and you'll be just dandy. Satisfaction guaranteed. So just remember, when you're in the dumps, don't beware, just use Somnicare.
This where you want the box, Professor Jacob?
Ah, no. We'll place it on my study table for now. Thank you for your assistance.
Is this thing really from the whatever it's called era?
If you are trying to say ancient Mesopotamian era, then yes. This is very old, and just recently discovered. I have reason to believe that this box may contain a treasure beyond belief.
Like gold or something?
Oh, perhaps. But if my suspicions are correct, this unassuming box may hold the head of one of its many kings. If I have interpreted this archaic text correctly.
You mean to tell me that there's a human head in that box?
Quite possibly. Oh, I really should bring Mr. Pearson in before I open it. But I don't think it would hurt to have a quick peek. You won't tell him, will you?
The museum curator? I won't if you tell me not to, but if you'll pardon me for saying so, maybe you shouldn't be looking for old heads in ancient boxes.
Oh, what harm will come of it? If you don't want to look, then don't. Now. Yes, the lid seems to be separating from the box itself. I'll only look for a moment to verify what is inside.
Oh, man.
It's... Yes, I see. It's... It is a head. A human head. As I thought. But there's something so hideous. Contorted. I can't breathe.
Professor Jacob? Professor Jacob, are you all right?
Bella Jade.
And good morning to you, Mr. Ray Blackwood.
Got something for me? What is it this time? A ghost sneaking around someone's outhouse again?
You're such a comedian. Have a look at today's paper, Slick.
Well, let's see here. Man claims the famed Professor Jacob Mullaney dies of fear?
From looking at a Mesopotamian king's severed head.
Really now? That's something you don't hear every day. It says the cause of death was heart failure. Where is this uncapitated monarch anyway?
At the museum, under lock and key. And with all the publicity this is getting...
I'll probably run into Sergeant Green. Of course. Well, you might as well come along, Bella. If I can't get in there, you're sure to change his mind.
I'll certainly try my best.
Come on now. There's nothing to see here. This isn't a party, after all.
Well, if it isn't Sergeant Frank Green.
What? Oh, Ray Blackwood. I should have known you'd show up to this sort of malarkey.
How do you know it's malarkey? Nothing's been proven yet.
Well, my dear, as I see it, malarkey is malarkey. The man obviously died from a heart attack. He was a mite old to be doing this kind of work. You boys should head on home and forget all this nonsense about dying from fear alone. Malarkey, says I.
If it was just a heart attack, then there would be no harm in having a look. Eh, Sergeant Green?
Eh, no. This is none of your concern, Blackwood.
Green, why are all these people here? I thought you said you'd get rid of them.
That's Todd Pearson, the museum curator.
Yes, I recognize him.
I'm doing me best, Mr. Pearson, but everyone is so darned superstitious because of what came out in the papers.
Mr. Pearson, I'm Bella Jade. I work for Ray Blackwood, paranormal investigator.
Paranormal what? Oh, really? All this hullabaloo.
Please, if you wouldn't mind us having a look at the artifact, we promise not to be any trouble.
I'm sorry, Mr. Pearson. I'll ask these two to leave you alone.
A lot of people are talking about this, Mr. Pearson. Ray Blackwood could settle this once and for all if you let him.
You twos need to leave.
Now, just wait a second, officer. I've heard something of this Ray Blackwood. I'll let him in for perhaps a little while. Just to look things over.
Well, it is your museum, Mr. Pearson. But you just say the word and I'll get them out of here.
What would I do without you, Bella?
I hooked them, Ray, but you still got to reel them in.
Fair enough. Time to have a look at this box. Is this it?
Yes, that's the blasted thing. A remnant of ancient Mesopotamia. I've already examined the markings. It appears to be a legitimate artifact.
Interesting markings, Ray.
Yes. I've seen some of these markings before in my library back at the office. I'd agree with Mr. Pearson and his assessment.
I did not know you were so well studied in ancient cultures.
Probably not as much as you. But I've read a few books concerning the subject. Mr. Pearson, have you opened the box yourself?
Not yet. I certainly planned on doing it, but... Well,
say no more. I really don't blame you. I would like to ask permission to do a few tests to see if the box was booby-trapped. Such things happen, although it was far more often from the Egyptian pharaohs and their tombs.
This is slightly irregular.
Would you rather open it up yourself and risk dying of fear, Mr. Pearson?
Oh, such nonsense. Go ahead, but you must understand if you had not come with your reputation.
A good reputation, I hope.
Well, yes, but people still talk.
Ray will find out what's going on. You can rest assured of that, Mr. Pearson.
Bah, very well. Take the thing away, but I expect it back in 2 days. It is still the property of the museum.
Thank you, Mr. Pearson. I won't let you down.
No, I'd hope not. That said, I'd rather you go out the back way, lest the press find out someone else is in possession of the box now.
Of course. Just show us the way. Fascinating.
There are a few reporters out there, Ray.
I wouldn't let them in here, Bella. We're still not sure how the man was killed.
You haven't opened the box, have you?
Not yet. I've been taking some trace samples off the side, and I'm putting them through a rigorous testing regimen.
You think it might be poisonous?
Possibly. Probably not. Or else anyone who touched it would show signs of illness. I just want to be sure.
Jack Anderson from Daily News.
Excuse me, but I said we weren't talking to the press until later.
No time like the present, I always say.
I'm sorry, Mr. Anderson, but we're doing some pretty sensitive experiments, and we can't have any of our work disrupted.
Relax, Mr. Blackwood. I'm not like the other guys.
Yes, you're just the one who ignores the rules.
Where would the press be if we didn't ignore a few rules, doll? Is that the box?
Yes, that's the box.
The one that killed a man through fear alone?
That's only speculative. There could be any number of reasons that man died.
But what do you think it was, Mr. Blackwood?
I think a man died, Mr. Anderson. And if you give me enough time to do my tests, I might be able to tell you why.
Fair enough. Mind if I get a few pictures?
Just don't open the box.
And why not see yourself out when you're through?
Sure, sure.
You shouldn't be here, Ray.
I know that, Bella. But the last thing we need right now is that guy telling everyone that we're not being transparent. Just let him take his picture and... Hey, don't open that box!
I'm sorry, Mr. Blackwood. I just wanted to get a picture of it, and...
You don't look so good. Bella, call a doctor!
I'm on it, Ray!
I saw... the face. I saw the face of...
Jack, just breathe. Breathe!
Operator? Operator, get me a doctor right away! This is an emergency!
Jack! Jack!
Well now, Mr. Blackwood, I knew you were a strange man, but I'd never take you or the lovely lady for a murderer.
The autopsy will prove my innocence. You can be well assured of that.
Who will it? It seems to me that all this paranormal, supernatural malarkey might have gone to your head. Might have been some poisons in that lab of yours.
Any well-stocked laboratory can produce a number of effective poisons. That doesn't mean every scientist is a murderer, Officer Green.
Well, it sure won't make you look good if the blood test come back with something suspicious now, will it, Mr. Blackwood?
Where's Bella Jade?
Oh, she's safe and sound. Safe and sound. We're not as worried about her as we are with the one she's working for. Poor girl was very distressed. She might not have suspected anything about you, Blackwood.
Yes. Well, if anything suspicious does turn up, I take full responsibility.
Is that a confession, Mr. Blackwood?
That poor man interrupted some very important tests on an ancient artifact that we know very little about. If anything, I should have worked harder to keep people like him away from my work.
If you ask me, Mr. Blackwood, I think people should be kept away from you. Ah, that must be the coroner now. Best to hold your breath. Your verdict might be up.
Yeah.
This is Officer Green. Yeah? Well, you don't say. Very well. Thanks.
You look a little upset, Officer.
Well, seems you ended up a lucky man, Mr. Blackwood. Jack Anderson died of natural causes. Just had a heart attack right on the spot.
Just like Jacob Mullaney.
No, I don't suppose you're suggesting that he died of fear too, are ya?
No. I... Actually... I'm not sure of anything now. Where is Bella Jade?
She's waiting, safe and sound, in the lobby.
And the ancient box?
Well, I wanted to keep the thing for evidence, but Ted Pearson demanded that we have it back in his museum. He said he was tired of all this paranormal malarkey.
Well, in this case, I wish you had kept it for evidence. Todd Pearson may be close to having his own heart attack.
Will you be needing any police assistance, Mr. Blackwood?
No, thank you, Officer Green. I think the police have done their duty for today.
Mr. Pearson!
What?
Oh, Mr. Pearson, please don't do it!
Why not? superstitious rubbish.
You haven't opened it yet, have you?
No, but I was about to. It is the museum's responsibility to investigate things, after all.
Mr. Pearson, two people are dead for having looked in that box.
Both of natural causes. An extremely unlikely coincidence. Not outside the realm of possibility.
Don't be a fool, sir. There may be other factors we don't understand.
I am healthy for my age, Mr. Blackwood. My own doctor said that a heart attack was unlikely.
But what if a man could die of fear? Have you considered that?
Rubbish.
Mr. Pearson, two healthy gentlemen have already died in the same way from just looking at what is inside that box. Are you sure you want to risk your own life?
I don't believe that a man could die from just looking at something. A man cannot die of fear. You must be the fool, Ray Blackwood. Anyone who believes a man can die of fear should be openly called a fool.
All right then, Mr. Pearson. If you're really so sure, you can open the box, but Bella and I will be looking away when you do.
Huh. Ray, no!
He's already made his decision, Bella. Turn away from it.
Oh, Ray.
Go ahead, Mr. Pearson. Open the box and see if you can handle what you see inside. Mr. Pearson?
I can't do it.
Why not?
Too afraid. Afraid of what I'll see. Afraid of dying like two other men. I can't do it.
Oh, thank heavens.
I firmly believe that there are some things in this world, Mr. Pearson, that we are not meant to understand. Maybe those two men did die of fear. They died because they looked upon something so otherworldly and frightening that they simply could not bear living anymore. As curious as I am, I can say for a certainty that I do not want to know anything about what is in that box. Some things in this world need to be left alone.
I think I would have to agree with you, Mr. Blackwood. Would you be so kind as to take this wretched box away from me?
I would be so kind, Mr. Pearson. And where I intend to put it, I promise you that no one will ever see what is inside again.
The parts of the narrator and Ray Blackwood were played by Quentin Scholl. The assistant was played by Buddy Tippett. Bella Jade was played by Eva Red. Sergeant Green was played by Mike. Todd was played by Nuke. Jack, Jacob, and the announcer are played by me, Walter Wabin. Story, script, editing, and directing by Buddy Tippett.